This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Coronavirus case numbers increased more than 15% across Britain in the most recent week measured, according to a weekly infection survey released Friday after the government relaxed virus curbs. The figures contrast with the health ministry's daily testing data, which registered dramatically declining cases during much of last week. It recorded a halving in new daily cases, which has since gone into reverse, surprising officials and experts who had predicted the July 19th removal of remaining pandemic rules would prompt a surge in infections. However, the latest survey by Britain's Office for National Statistics, which is seen as more reliable, suggests cases may not have fallen and that daily testing failed to detect many new infections. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has argued that a successful vaccination campaign, which has seen 71% of adults fully jabbed, allowed for the full relaxation of legal curbs in Britain. The move attracted widespread criticism, with fears the state-run National Health Service could again come under severe strain from rising caseloads, even if far fewer people are now dying of COVID. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has described the Delta variant of the coronavirus as being transmissible as chickenpox and cautions it can cause severe disease, according to U.S. media reports, citing an internal CDC document. A report from the agency shows the variant is also more likely to break through protections afforded by the vaccines, but such incidents are very rare. It also says Delta is highly contagious, likely more severe than other variants, and breakthrough infections may be as transmissible as unvaccinated cases. Still, the CDC's figures show that vaccines are highly effective in preventing serious illness, hospitalization, and death. This is VOA News. Australian police said on Friday soldiers will help to enforce coronavirus isolation orders in the hard-hit city of Sydney, with resentment in some communities over new curbs to stem the highly contagious Delta variant. Prime Minister Scott Morrison held out hope of better times with a four-stage plan back to freedom, but he says 80% of adults will have to be vaccinated before the border can begin to open. Sydney's 5 million people are under a strict stay-at-home order because of a worrying surge of nearly 3,000 infections since the middle of June. Authorities have this week outlined even tighter restrictions for some worst-affected suburbs, including mandatory testing and mask-wearing outdoors. New South Wales Police Commissioner says beginning Monday, hundreds of unarmed Army personnel will help police go door-to-door to ensure people who have tested positive are isolating. U.S. officials say some 200 Afghans are set to begin new lives in the United States on Friday as an airlift got underway for translators and others who risked Taliban retaliation because they worked for the U.S. during its 20-year war in Afghanistan. The operation to evacuate U.S.-affiliated Afghans and family members comes with American troops pulling out as it nears completion and government forces are struggling to slow Taliban advances. The first plane load of 200 evacuees arrived at Fort Lee, a U.S. military base in the state of Virginia, for final paperwork processing and medical examinations. The Afghans are being granted special immigrant visas entitling them to bring their families. As many as 50,000 or more people ultimately could be evacuated in what's being called Operation Allies Refuge. The Afghans are expected to remain at Fort Lee for up to 7 days before joining relatives or host families across the country. And the United Nations voiced frustration Friday at holdups and delays in getting humanitarian aid into Tigray to deal with the quote-unquote catastrophic situation in the conflict-ridden region of northern Ethiopia. UN agencies say they're facing difficulties getting supplies, staff, and equipment into the region and say that more than $430 million, half the total requirement, is still needed to fund the humanitarian response in Tigray until the end of the year. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says that after 8 months of conflict in Tigray, 5.2 million people, around 90% of the population, need life-saving and life-sustaining humanitarian assistance. But since June, only one 50-truck convoy of aid supplies has been able to enter Tigray. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.